Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Is there a problem?
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Totally, yeah. I will show you how to do that, definitely.
Last time we were in here with Jed, it didn't quite work out, so I wasn't sure.
No, we can definitely.
Thank you.
is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talib Sin, Homasque Mustayo.
All right. Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Eleanor, and I am now joined in the studio by the Blank Vinyl Project. What's up, you guys?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Dimitri.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. You guys were here last year, so you're little seasoned experts.
And we've been on since as well. We've been with Jed's show as well.
Yeah, definitely. So. He was just here with AMS Events and Jenna Earnshaw a little bit earlier.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. All right, so for those listening that don't know, do you want to let us know what the Blank Vinyl Project is?
Yeah, well, we're a student-run music community on campus. So essentially what we do is we do everything for musicians at UBC that we can possibly find the money to do. We do jam sessions. We do open mics. We do live music for under 19 audience and at Kerner's Pub on campus.
Nice.
And we have an office with, you know, instruments that everyone can like come out and play with if they want to. We do our best to sort of like facilitate collaborations on campus. That's kind of our big focus this year.
Nice.
Which is just like trying to put people in contact with each other and giving them the venue and the resources to build their bands or just collaborations, you know, try to figure it out themselves.
Yeah. Nice. All of those things can be hard for people, and especially I think UBC is so big and there's so many things happening and so many underutilized resources and connections, and then so that's really cool. And how long have you guys been a organization?
So for the last 3 years, going on 4 years, it started with Ben Chen, who is the founder of Blank Vinyl Project.
Nice.
And it started as a record label,
mm-hmm.
Where we would audition for just a couple, like 2 to 3 featured artists, which we would then kind of push out to Vancouver and on campus as well, just kind of helping them find, you know, producers, venues to play at, stuff like that. So we've still kept the essence of that. Like, we still work with a lot of bands to help push them out. But we've just focused more on building the community here on campus. So kind of making it more accessible to anyone who comes on campus to, you know, find collaborations and find kind of the space and resources to jam and play.
Nice. That's awesome. How did you guys and when did you guys get involved?
So I got involved before Rebecca did. Ben started it, I think, like the March before I came to UBC in September, and I got involved like right in my first year here.
Cool.
I've been involved for the last 2 years, essentially, and I took over as president last year.
Nice.
And Rebecca is the current president.
Yeah, I started working with BBB about a month after I came here.
Nice.
And I just went straight to BBB when I got to UBC.
You found it really quick.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. It can be hard to navigate when you first get here, given the size and the number of things that are happening.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's cool. So have you guys, I know you guys have obviously been busy this semester. Are there any highlights of things that you've put on that you want to talk about?
Well, this semester especially, we've done some really cool stuff, which is we started with BBP TV last year, which was then it was just kind of like a day where we had like a music producer and a videographer come in, and we just do like a whole day at the Red Bull offices downtown. Actually, we just film a lot of students do their
nice.
Music videos.
That's awesome.
But that was, you know, that cost like cost us some money, and it took a lot of time to produce all the videos. Now we're just, we kind of like changed it into one takes, so which is just like a single take somewhere random downtown or like in the forest or, you know, like in our office, like all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep happening, you know, organically, like all the time. And it's really, really cool because people contact us now to like get some music videos for themselves. Nice. Like it's become something that people really want to have.
That's cool.
It was cool because the idea started on our retreat. So at the end of the year, we always do a retreat with our execs. And we usually just rent a place, like we did Chilliwack and Mission, and just rent like a really big house.
Nice.
And just hang out for a whole weekend. And so last time, or like last year, we brought out a couple of our musicians with us. And while we were kind of having like our BVP meetings, they were just like jamming and playing music. And they were just like, wouldn't it be cool if we could just like walk up into the forest there and just like shoot like a quick like one take music video? Or like live music, I guess.
Yeah.
And so like, of course, as a music club, we just like, we had the interface and the mics and everything with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we just like went and shot it literally in the forest. And then we were just like, wow, this is a way cooler way to do our like BVP TV concept where we like feature live music. So we just kind of started rolling with that this year. And so what we have queued up here is our most recent one.
Nice.
So his name is Alex Lim. He's been a really involved community member this year. He came out to almost all of our open mics and was always at our jam sessions.
Nice.
And was super enthusiastic about getting involved all the time. So we went to an alleyway on Main and Broadway, literally an alleyway. We got so many comments, people just walking by, and I'm like setting up microphones, and they're so like, what is this? This is so cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were just on an alleyway in Main and Broadway. He's literally, obviously nobody can see what the video is, but you'll be able to hear it. He's literally sitting on a dumpster
nice.
As like people walk by and cars go by.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And where can, okay, so we'll play that, but before, mm-hmm. where can people go to watch this video that you're talking about?
Well, like, it's posted on our Facebook, and we have a YouTube cool. channel as well. So once you find any sort of links to our YouTube channel on our Facebook, you know, like our About page or whatever, you'll get straight to that
cool.
whole collection.
And just more specifically, if you go to Facebook and search blank, we get mixed up with Black Vinyl Project
okay,
a lot.
I can see that.
So just to extra clarify, blank Vinyl
N,
Project.
People. There is an N.
If you type
there.
That into Facebook, our organization should come up. And you should be able to find everything.
Cool. Okay, so we're gonna play this track, and then we'll be back with more from the Blank Vinyl Project.
Song I wrote, it's called Settle Down. Settle down, it's over now. Take one step back, feeling so overwhelmed. There's a voice inside my head. Ooh. Ooh. Settle down, it's over now. Nothing you can do but muster the courage to move on and start anew. settle down, it's over now. We're all still so young. Break through the brick of walls, and your journey's just begun. Been confined and been reminded of everything that I wanna know. Instead of flying, well, I've been trying so hard to escape the things that I have outgrown. I made my way down to the West Coast, put my feet in the sand, wave goodbye to the old ghost, and hello to the man that I am, the man that I am. I was surprised when I realized, we've only got so much time. And the old picture, they don't know how to fit here within my new frame of mind. So I made my way down to the West Coast, put my feet in the sand, wave goodbye to the old ghost, and hello to the man that I am. So goodbye, 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 goodbye. So goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And I made my way down to the West Coast. I put my feet in the sand. Oh, I wave goodbye to the old ghost. And hello to the man that I am. Hello to the man that I am, the man that I am.
All right, we're back here on 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR. I've got the Blank Vinyl Project in the studio with me. Would you please tell us the lovely song that we just heard, what that was called?
So that was one of our artists, Noah Dirksen.
Nice.
It's called Man That I Am. It's a lovely song about him moving out here to the West Coast for school and whatnot. So this was actually the video that I was talking about when I said we first got the idea for doing one takes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is in a forest in Mission. And like anyone who was, I guess, listening would hear, like, there was definitely mistakes, like he played the wrong chords, and like the mic at some points just like peaked out, but it was completely genuinely a one take, so like we didn't redo it. It was just like that's the way that it was, and we just left it be like that. And so one of the other reasons we played this after Alex's is because we were shooting Alex's, and on the way home Alex was talking about Noah, like, being one of his, like, inspirations within BVP. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I've listened to Noah's music so much, and I just really love everything he writes about and, like, all his music. So I thought it'd be nice and relevant after playing Alex Lim's one take to play this one.
Totally.
That's kind of the little story behind both of those, I guess.
Yeah. Furthermore, Noah's actually releasing an EP pretty soon.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, he's recording with one of our friends, Ryan Weingartner. And we've worked with him before as well. We worked with him on BVP TV. If you guys want to check out any of his stuff, he runs the Weingartner Phonogram Company, which is his record label, which Noah's releasing music off of.
Curtis, too.
And Curtis LeBlanc, sorry. Yeah, so Noah and Curtis are both recording.
Nice.
No, Noah's recording with David.
David Tellerico.
David Tellerico. Sorry.
Yeah. That's so did these so a lot of these people met through BVP?
Yeah, totally. So even I messed that up, but it's an easy mistake because David Tellerico and Brian Weingartner actually not only met within BVP, but now run their business together. They both record within the same space.
Cool.
But Brian Weingartner has his record label, the Weingartner Phonogram Company, which is what Curtis LeBlanc's album was released off of.
Nice.
Noah's recording with David Tellerico.
Yeah. And Brian's been a really cool guy. We've worked with him a lot in the past. All our BPTV videos, like Dimitri said, has been recorded by him. And he's a really cool guy. We like working with him. And he's doing this recording with Curtis now that they just finished. And we just had their release party
at Kerner's, yeah, so just last week, actually, on
last
Thursday.
Week, yeah.
Nice.
Which was great. We had another BVP musician open for him.
Oh, cool.
Which is really cool. So, yeah, a lot of people do meet through BVP, for sure.
That's an important... Yeah, that sounds like you guys are living up to your mandate, for sure. Sweet. So do you have something else to play right now, or do you want to talk a little bit maybe about what you guys have coming up next semester, or...?
Well, just because we've been talking a lot about Curtis... I was thinking maybe we can play one of Curtis's tracks from
Definitely.
UAP.
Yeah, let's play one of his tracks.
Sure. So let's do that.
Cool. Do you know the name of the song?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Where did
I... Yeah, Trevor, if you're listening.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's do that.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
All right, this is Trevor, if you're listening, on 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR.
Come live with Father's feet.
Hey, how's it going? You're listening to CITR, and we are the Blank Vinyl Project. So we were just playing some of Curtis LeBlanc's music. That's off of his new EP that's being recorded with the Weingartner Phonogram Company. And so we were kind of talking about what's coming up, or what we've done this semester and what's coming up next semester. So the big thing that we were doing this semester was build a band. And we have lots of musicians come in, kind of express interest in, like we said, collaboration on campus. So, Jacob was one of those musicians that, came into our first jam session. So maybe, I don't know, Jacob, if you wanted to talk just like a little bit about your introduction to BVP and like what you've done since and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. So I joined BVP at the beginning of the year. It's been a really good experience so far. I really like the supportive community that they sort of present for you as an artist. It allowed me to sort of, get accustomed to the school from like a musical perspective. And it was really, it's really nice, you know? So like, I've enjoyed my time there. Been working with some great artists too. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jacob just released a new EP. So why don't you tell people where to find your EP online?
Oh yeah. So it's going to be up on Bandcamp, and SoundCloud. So basically my SoundCloud is just the typical like www.soundcloud.com/trafficthemc in one word. And you can find it there. And you can also find the link to the Bandcamp download.
Cool.
Traffic with a K. Traffic the MC with a K.
Yes.
So Jacob came in and he's gonna play a little or not play a little song, but he's gonna rap for us. So he has a track. So I don't know if you want to talk about some of the production or like what you're doing here.
Yeah, for sure. So this track here was recorded in the summer. I worked with a producer from actually from Europe. His name's Illusionist. The song's called Psychology. It's, yeah. Cool.
All right, so we're just going to cue that up here. This is 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR.
Check it, y'all. They used to say I was a fire spitter. Boss said I was a fire quitter. Never been bitter. Kids bitter but young. Yo, they fitted with guns. The mental spit darts that stung. Yo, I'm second to none. Cause that day was another day walking alone. In my shoes thinking of actions never condoned. Still I wonder why my life appeared to fly by. Yet some seconds, yo, they feel like a lifetime. I mean, man, I had no second plan. No plan with an outstretched hand and no backup band. Cause the cold streets make cold feet without. My mixtape, but I never did. Think too much about life and you're waiting to live. Clear your mind, kid, it's about time we decided if you wanna be one or if we wanna be divided. And if we wanna be divided, then they have our fate decided. your perspective, it comes down to psychology. There comes a day when you learn that it gotta be the heart and the mind, the spirit entwined. There's a moment the mind shine bright with the divine. Your perspective, you'll come down to psychology. There comes a day when you learn that it gotta be the heart and the mind, the spirit entwined. There's a moment the mind shine bright with the divine. Yeah. Traffic, psychology, illusionist on the beat.
Oh yeah, that was nice. Awesome. Woo! Woo.
Thanks. I just want, like, I kind of wanted you to, just because we've never really had too much of an in-depth conversation about it, like, if you could just kind of talk about, like, your music and, like, what you write about and, like, what it means to you, if that's cool.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, so, like, basically, you know, the majority of my songs are just, like, I just look at, you know, everyday happenings. Yeah. And, like, I always look inside, you know, I try to, like, look at how those life experiences or events like affect me as a person, you know, and like I try to connect with other people through like universal themes that we all go through, you know. So like even though I draw inspiration from like specific topics or like specific things, I try to like make it kind of broad in its own way so it's relatable. And yeah, I guess, I mean, that's my process for writing mostly. I always like try to feel the vibe that the instrumental puts across as well. So I write to all my, while I'm writing my songs, I listen to all my instrumentals, like, yes, in the headphones. Yeah. So
very cool. And yes, what does performing feel like? So Jacob, or Traffic with a K,
yeah,
performed at our house party. So BVP just had an end of semester house party at one of our execs' house, and we had two live bands, and Jacob opened up for us, and it was like it was a good crowd.
Yeah.
So like, what does it feel like for you to perform and like, you know, get all these thoughts that you're writing about out like in front of an audience?
Oh, I mean, it's an awesome feeling. You know, it's nerve-wracking at first.
Yeah.
Especially when I like, it depends on the song as well. Like some songs are a lot more like introspective and personal, and then that's more nerve-wracking, you know. But a lot of the crowds I've been playing for like have been really supportive, and it's been a really good experience for me so far. Yeah, so it's cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you get super nervous, hey?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's part of the process.
Yeah. Okay, first few weeks I was on the radio, I was like always super nervous, so you killed it, don't even worry. Awesome. Well, we got lots more time left here with the Blank Vinyl Project here on 24 Hours of Student Power with CITR Radio. Do you guys want to give us a little preview of, because you have some other musicians that we're going to hear from in the...
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have queued up next is a band called Rebel on a Mountain, which is unfortunately a band no more.
Mm.
But they were one of our biggest projects last year. We did a lot with them, including they played Block Party.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of did the whole Battle of the Bands process with them to get there. And they also signed up with Peak Performance. Unfortunately, didn't make that. But despite all that, they've had quite a bit of success over the years. And they're made up of a couple community members, so Christian Wagner and Chris Rogers. And they also kind of met within BVP. They came out to a couple of our first open mics when we first started the community portion of BVP when we were transitioning over from the record label. So they came out to a couple of our open mics, and then all of a sudden they had a band and we were helping them get shows. And then they really exploded. You can find their music all over. They're on RDO if you use it.
Spotify.
They're on Spotify as well. If you just search up Rebel on a Mountain, they're a great local Vancouver band. And even though they're broken up, some of their music is fantastic. And if you wanted to follow anything else that they're doing, Leighton Kramer, one of the guitar players from Rebel on a Mountain, just won the Stampede talent show, and he's touring all around. And Sam Tudor as well.
Sam Tudor. He just played in Shindig, actually, a few weeks back.
Oh, nice. There you go. Yeah, so Sam Tudor is also a BVP guy. He's played a lot of our Kerners Tuesdays.
Cool.
Sam Tudor plays in this track in Rebel on Mountain. And I'm trying to think of other people that are involved, but I am drawing a blank.
It's pretty impressive so far.
They have a really cool trumpet player,
Philip.
Oh yeah, so Philip and Chris Goodchild.
Yeah, Chris Goodchild. Of course.
Yeah, so awesome. All within this band.
Played at our beer garden with Film Society.
There you go. Oh, yeah. See? All sorts of connections. Yeah. What are we playing here? Futures?
We're playing Futures, yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. All right.
Of the night was the night he thought to disappear, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks. Are you alone from fear, or did the bronze people bring you here, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks? Talk about the future. It was brought up on gold, a pencil made from silver. It's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover. The day I saw the light was the night I thought to reappear, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks. Are you alone from fear, or did the bronze people bring you here, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks? And when can we talk? Brought up on gold, friends are made from silver. It's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover. Are made from silver. It's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover.
Hi, you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power at CITR. I'm with Blank Vinyl Projects, and the song we just heard was
Futures by Rebel on a Mountain.
Awesome.
So what we were going to talk a little bit about was just some of the other bands we work with. So, you know, Rome was fairly successful as well in kind of breaking through the campus scene. And actually, Eleanor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Eleanor just reminded me that they were one of the bands that came on with us last year for 24 Hours of Student Power and did a little acoustic set here. And so one of the other bands that we've worked quite a lot with is the Mouths. So if Rebecca wants to talk about
The Mouths. Yeah, well, we first came into contact with the Mouths when I started working with VVP. That's 2.5 years ago now, almost. They auditioned to be one of our bands on our second round of auditions, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much killed it. They were really, really awesome. Totally. We've been working with them ever since. They've been one of those bands that are really determined to put out high quality music.
Yeah.
They don't have the sort of like urge to play all the time, like shows all the time. They just want to like work really hard to get really high quality stuff out there, and they plan so far in ahead, and they're so like artistically, I don't know how to even say it, like constructed, like well, they're just, yeah, well constructed as a band. They have such a great chemistry with all the band members. Like, they're a really, really cool band, and they're, I guess, one of our most I don't know, not even like reliable bands in a way, just because
anytime,
always there.
Yeah, anytime, you know, we ask them to do like anything, or anytime we try to set something up with them, they're always on top of their stuff. And just like to give an example of what Rebecca's talking about, with just like being really focused on putting out like high quality music rather than just like playing a bunch of shows and like trying to get themselves out there. The first EP that they worked on with a producer that we'd set up with them, I think they did the recording over the summer, and then after they had like the master tracks, they didn't release it, I think, until about like, what was it, February or like March of like the year afterwards, because they were just like messing around with the levels and like just trying to get it like exactly the way they wanted it to be. And like they're working on the artwork for the album and all that. And so the same process is happening now. They've just recorded a new EP, and it sounds amazing. One of the things that I like can kind of note from it is that you can hear how much they've grown from their first EP. But even though we have the master tracks here, I'm sure James and Kat and Ross would want me to say that this is not the final. they're still playing around with it. And I'm sure it won't be released until they're absolutely satisfied with it. So we're going to play a little bit of the new Mouths music, which is actually unreleased right now. So
yeah. Just want to say that the Mouths has a massive fan base in BVP.
Mm-hmm.
We all go crazy when we see them.
But we go crazy for all our bands.
Yes. But the Mouths is also punk rock, which makes us go extra crazy. It's awesome.
I'm a big punk rock fan, realistically. What do you want to play here? Do you want to play Nihilistic Disco or...
Yeah, well, the one thing to say about this album is that it's actually, or this EP, is that it's a collection of stories, and it has a very clear storyline. So once they do release the album, go find it. Sorry, EP. Go find it so that you can listen to the whole story. Because playing one song is... All the songs are great, but they're pieces of a puzzle.
James would be better at explaining it, but essentially it starts out with being in a bar and being very, very drunk. And then you find someone at the bar, and then you go home with them, and then you wake up the next morning, and everything is beautiful and sunny. So I feel like we might just play two tracks in a row, and
okay,
we'll do the beginning and the end of the story.
Okay,
so,
yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is Nihilistic Disco by The Mouths.
Anyway. future brings despair.
All right, we are back here on 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR Radio, and the Blank Vinyl Project is hanging out in the studio, providing us with some sweet tunes. What was that?
So again, that was The Mouths, and the last song that we played was...
You make me go out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. So like I said before we played it, the first one was like a little bit crazy and like a little bit heavier, and that was kind of like being in the bar, and then the You Make Me Go Out of My Mind is like kind of walking home afterwards, and it's like the sun shining, and you can definitely tell the difference. And it's cool with their music because they definitely show how diverse they can be, you know, on the heavier side, and then going to like almost like a 60s,
like a rockabilly,
vibe. So it definitely a cool track for us. So Rebecca's just going to talk a little bit about what we have coming up next semester, in terms of Build-A-Band and a little bit of what we did this semester as well.
Yeah. So, like we mentioned earlier, this term's project has been Build-A-Band, and, like any big project, it has had some challenges. It's been a little bit difficult to, put together a program for the community musicians, when we don't really know what the community musicians are looking for. We kind of like... came into this term with a vision, and the vision might have been, well, we've been trying to edit our vision as we've been going along, and we just kind of wanted to use this hour as a forum to sort of tell everyone that's been involved that if they want to get back to us at any point over, you know, the Christmas holidays with some pointers on what they want from us, we would really appreciate that, because like next term we're coming back with a revamped version of Build-A-Band that's a lot more focused on just allowing collaborations between musicians in our club. So, yeah. So if there's anyone who has any, you know, pointers, any tips, any flaws that we might have, we would like to know.
And yeah, so just to, I guess just to push out again some of the ways that they can get connected with us. So our Facebook Blank Vinyl Project is one of the best ways. We check that and post from there all the time. So getting in touch with us there, even just like sending messages.
Have an email.
Yeah, blankvinylproject@gmail.com. We also check that frequently.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'd love to hear back from people, because we know that the first semester of this project was, you know, a little bit rocky, I guess. But you know, we were just trying to start up a new project, and you know, Build-A-Band itself came out of people saying, a large part of the reason they got involved with BVP was to find, you know, like to find people to create projects with, you know, whether it be a band or just, you know, someone to collaborate with and jam with.
Yeah.
So, you know, Build-A-Band was a response to that. And, you know, obviously we didn't get it right our first time out. But, you know, that being said, Build-A-Band 2.0, name to be determined for next year, is what we're going to focus on for next semester. So
before you move on from that, I also am wondering if there are people who are interested in getting involved, not necessarily as musicians, but just like joining your team of execs, how can, or volunteering, like, do you have opportunities for that, or?
Yeah. So we do hiring more or less once a year. We hired a new, essentially like half of our team right now. We hired at the beginning of the term, and we're super excited about that. It's been a lot of fun with new people because they've come into BVP with a very new perspective because we've grown so much lately that our new executives now kind of see us as, in my opinion or in my perception, sort of more as a full club rather than just a group of friends who came together. And now we have new expectations from that, and that's what kind of like lets us build more and more onto what we are right now.
Totally.
But yeah, if you want to get involved in a team, you know, send us a message. Volunteering for concerts or whatever, that's always awesome to have some volunteers. As far as if you want to be a musician, you know, just contact us. We can you can get a membership. It's
$10.
$10, still $10.
And yeah, we sell them at all of our events if you ever just want to get involved. And with the membership, you get our newsletters with all of our events going on. And again, we usually post it on Facebook as well. So if you ever just want to find out what is happening, everything goes up on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Awesome.
So we have Gert here in the studio with us, which is, he's one of the guys that first got involved in our very first Build a Band event, which was a massive jam session, and we literally took over the sub. We had to send people into, like, rooms that we hadn't even booked because noise complaints. The one room was literally packed, like, shoulder to shoulder. So we had, like, our office became, like, the acoustic jam space. There was, like, a metal jam going on in, like, one of the other rooms. And so, like, the main room was just where we had, like, the drum set up and people could just go and play and share their music. So Gert was at that first one, and he's been involved with us ever since. He's actually played a couple events with us. So, Gert, if you want to talk really quickly about your involvement with BVP, and he's going to play a song as well.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. First getting involved with BVP through that jam session was amazing. It was massive, as he said. I remember that night. After it was done, we were outside in the piano in front of the sub, and we kept playing because it was just too many people inside, and it was and that was even when it started raining. It was quite the experience. It was great.
Wow, that sounds like a great story.
Yeah, yeah. And ever since, I've been playing a couple of open mics. It's been great. I'm so grateful for them having me. And well, yeah, that is pretty much. My experience with BVP hopefully lasts a lot longer as well.
Sounds good. What are you playing for us?
I'm going to play an original. It's called Unexpected. It's actually from the project I have back home in Germany. And yeah, we've got an EP in the works right now. And it's going to be self-titled. It's going to be called Copper Cable. And yeah, this is it.
All right.